Illinois Public Media News, this is 2 and 7 today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, May 20th. Coming up, we'll learn why Illinois lawmakers are considering a measure that would create an advisory board to give schools guidance on how to use artificial intelligence. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Urbana is one step closer to eliminating a food desert in the city's northwest end. IPM's Mayantar has more.
State Representative Carol Ammons helped the city secure $2.4 million in grant funding. That money could be used to construct a new grocery store in Ward 3, where residents currently don't have easy access to nearby fresh produce. Angela Bradley is the CEO of Heartstrong Grocery, which applied for the funding. She says community members have been trying to build a new grocery store there for decades.
It feels like a win for all of the people who have come before me, all of the community members that I have spoken with who shared their heart and their dreams and their hopes for their community. This is a win for all of them.
Bradley says right now she's getting through paperwork and starting to work with architects on the design for a new grocery store. May Antar, IPM News.
Officials from the Federal Emergency Management Agency are expected to assess the tornado damage in St. Louis in the next 48 hours. Will Bauer reports elected officials in Missouri say more help from the feds can't come soon enough.
Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe's office says six teams will survey and verify damage across the state, including St. Louis. The governor's already requested an emergency declaration, but U.S. Senator Josh Hawley would like individual assistance provided by FEMA. That requires another request for a major disaster declaration. Hawley says it's needed.
FEMA has a lot of resources, and we want to see all of them deployed here, and we want to see assistance come in full to this area. So I'm going to be a dog on a bone with that. The governor's emergency request will unlock that, and so we hope to see that soon.
Kehoe's office says it can submit a request after the FEMA assessments. Hawley says he'll ask the White House to move as fast as possible. I'm Will Bauer.
A chaotic semester has ended for international students who had their immigration statuses temporarily revoked by the Trump administration. More than 1,000 foreign students had their visas terminated earlier this year. The federal government has since reversed course and restored most or all of those visas. Scott Pollack is a Chicago-based attorney representing some Illinois students. He says while students have been winning in court, they've still suffered harm in that time, like one student who flew back to his home country and may not be allowed back into the United States.
Having made that reasonable decision to leave, he's now facing being refused visas to come back here for any of a number of reasons, including the termination of his student record.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio said last month that his department was reviewing law enforcement information on students who, quote, abuse our hospitality to instantly cancel their visas. Pollack says some of the students who were targeted had been stopped for traffic infractions or had interactions with police as a domestic violence victim. Advocates are concerned about how cuts to Medicaid could impact services for autistic individuals. The Home and Community-Based Services Waiver Program is one that many autistic people across the country rely on. It helps them receive care and support in their homes and avoid being forced to move to institutions. Zoe Gross is with the Autistic Self-Advocacy Network based in Washington, D.C.
It's a really lifeline program for many people. Hundreds of billions of dollars of cuts are being proposed in Congress right now. We're trying to stop it.
Fears of losing federal funding for programs for people with autism comes in the week of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s controversial comments about the disorder last month. The Health and Human Services Secretary claims autism is a preventable condition caused by environmental factors. Still to come, we'll learn why Illinois lawmakers are considering a measure that would create an advisory board to give schools guidance on how to use artificial intelligence. That story is coming up next on 2 and 7 Today, but first, your forecast. From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. Here's your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. For today, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely and a high of 76 degrees. Southeast wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 54 degrees. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high of 65 degrees. West wind 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 48 degrees. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday, partly cloudy with a high of 63 degrees, west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, we're talking about how Black Midwesterners helped shape global struggles for freedom, from Marcus Garvey to Malcolm X, and why that legacy still matters today. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Illinois lawmakers are considering a bill that would create an advisory board to give schools guidance on how to use artificial intelligence, or AI. Peter Medlin reports on how teachers in Rockford are already using AI in the classroom.
I am here to share my experiences and answer your questions about my work as a conductor on the Underground Railroad, my life, and the fight for freedom. What would you like to know?
That's a custom AI chatbot that answers student questions as if it's abolitionist Harriet Tubman. It's built using Magic School, one of the most popular AI platforms designed for schools. Last year, Rockford Public Schools paid over $200,000 for several years of Magic School's premium service. The district's educational technology coordinator, Susan Urim, says elementary schoolers are learning about the Underground Railroad with this chatbot.
It wasn't about fantasy. It was about being engaged in a conversation with somebody in a way that we couldn't have done without this technology.
So I asked the AI Harriet Tubman how they stayed safe while leading slaves to freedom.
When we needed to be quiet, I'd carry a bit of ginger root in my pocket to give to babies to keep them from crying.
One problem, there's no evidence to support that Tubman actually did that. It's an example of an AI hallucination. The chatbot also mentioned that she had a $40,000 bounty on her head, which is a common legend about Tubman that's also not accurate, but is a mistake a student might make. And as those examples show, this technology's not flawless. And that's before you consider AI's heavy environmental impact and the ethics of AI image generators scraping work from artists for training data. AI is already in classrooms across Illinois, whether teachers like it or not. And it's one reason why State Representative Laura Favor-Diaz introduced a proposal establishing a State Instructional Technology Advisory Board. Favor-Diaz is a former teacher, and she says cell phones have been an issue in schools for years, and the state's just getting around to crafting policies, so it's crucial they don't wait that long with AI.
They're able to act nimbly and quickly to pull together experts, including classroom teachers in terms of practice. And then that first guidance will be issued July 1st, 2026.
At this point, she says the state really doesn't know how local schools use AI. In Rockford, Susan Urim says they started training teachers on AI a few years ago after students started using ChatGPT to write their essays. But they knew the tech wasn't going anywhere and teachers needed to understand it better.
How do you understand bias? How do you understand privacy and security? How do you understand the idea of hallucinations or quality of output? And then on top of that, be a good prompt engineer.
They went with Magic School because it's created specifically for the classroom. It has templates for teachers, and it allows them to monitor how their students are interacting with the AI. She says there are tons of ways Rockford teachers use Magic School, from those historical figure chatbots to building IEPs and lesson plans. Douglas MacArthur is an English teacher at Jefferson High School, and right now he says tools like Magic School are useful, but not quite revolutionary. He lets his kids use it for brainstorming topic ideas and cleaning up grammar, but not for original writing.
If you have the machine do the thinking for you, then you're not growing as a person, and therein lies the problem.
Brent Fritz is an engineering and math teacher at Roosevelt High School, and he used to spend weeks at home after school overhauling curriculum, days of copying and pasting into spreadsheets. He uses AI to increase his efficiency.
I did that again just recently, And it went from like 3 weeks, let's say, to about 6-7 hours.
Fritz says it also helps customize assignments. Got students who love Minecraft? Great, here are 4 Minecraft-themed word problems. He says that AI's integration in the classroom has really made him reflect on which parts of his job are essential and can only be done by a human, and what he's comfortable outsourcing to AI.
AI is not going to build relationships for you. But as an educator, like, that's the most powerful tool I have is the relationship I have with my students. If they don't trust you, they're not going to buy what you're selling.
Fritz says AI could revolutionize education. Who knows what these tools will look like in 10 years, but honestly, he just hopes it cuts out busy work to give him more time to pay attention to what matters most, building relationships with his students. I'm Peter Medlin.
That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Mai Antar, Will Bauer, Emily Hayes, Kulsum Khan, and Peter Medlin. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.